Hello, and welcome to the Jeff Blumenkrantz Songbook Podcast, episode 15.
Yay!
That yay came from one of my favorite people in the whole world, Jen Colella.
Hello there.
Hi, Jen.
What a sweet thing to say.
Oh, it's so true. Now, here's the thing. Not to take anything away from your crazy talent.
Yes.
But, you know you're like the most charismatic person in show business. Did you know that?
I think that's a bold statement, but really sweet to hear nonetheless.
Oh my God.
Really sweet.
I'll never forget the day I met you. I fell in love with you so fast. It was crazy. And then I sat back and watched everybody else fall in love with you for the next
You
know,
are the
three
reason
years.
That I'm on Broadway.
That's so not true.
That's what I think.
That is
what
so
happened,
insane.
The way I remember it is I came up off the elevator for my final callback for Urban Cowboy, and you were standing there, and nobody else was present. And there was this beautiful man standing there with this, like, the warmest grin I've ever seen. And I was like, hello. And you were like, hi, I'm friends with the director. And I was like,
friends.
Oh, cool. And I was like, oh, cool. And so I was kind of reading over my sides, and you were giving me space to do that. And then you said, hey, would you like for me to read those with you? And I thought, yeah, absolutely. That'd be great. But I didn't know you. I didn't know if you were like an actor or just some like, you know what I mean? So you never know. And somebody's like, let me help you read lines. But you were so great. Like you were in it and you were just giving and you kept telling me, oh, this is a great choice. So amazing. You kept nodding and loving me and continued to do so through the audition. Like if ever I got a bit self-conscious or had a moment of what's going on, I would look over at you and you would literally gave me thumbs up. Like literally like you're doing great during an audition. It was like having this little angel on my shoulder for an audition. I'll never forget it.
Well, you were undeniable. I mean, you were. You just came in and you nailed it. And but there's that crazy charm. The crazy charm. And then, of course, you're singing.
Thank
the
you, Jeff.
Singing. And you're so pretty, too. But anyway, so obviously.
I'm completely naked right now. We should tell them that.
Yeah, that's
I have
true.
No
as
clothes on,
as
not
you were
one stitch.
Most of the time in the wings of Urban Cowboy.
That's right. I think nudity builds morale. I mean, look at the morale in this room right now because I'm naked.
Thank you very much. Yes. No. So Jen and I obviously met through the Urban Cowboy experience, and she was the lead. If you know the movie, she played the Deborah Winger role. The character is Sissy, and she was really it was a really spectacular performance and an amazing Broadway debut. And I was very happy to have a small, you know, participation in it because I got to write.
Small.
Because
you were nominated for a Tony.
I know, but me and my fellow 48 songwriters for the Urban Cowboy. But I got to write Jen's first song in the show, and that is the song she's singing today. It's
Yay.
Called Another Guy. And it was written because they wanted a song to introduce, you know, for this character to be able to introduce herself and what she's up to. Mm-hmm. So I guess you don't really, do they need to know anything about, you know, how the song came up? Or it was kind of straightforward.
I think it is straightforward.
I mean,
yeah.
She was talking to the uncle of
Uncle Bob.
Who ends up being her boyfriend, husband. Because did you hear Sally was on a couple weeks ago?
I did. I heard Sally's podcast. I thought it was amazing.
Oh, thanks.
She's amazing.
She is amazing. Anyway, so Sally's the aunt, and Jen's singing to Sally's husband, the uncle, Leo
That's
Burmester.
Right.
And they work together, and he's teasing her about her boyfriend situation, and she tells this little story.
That's right. That's a good setup.
Yeah, so so why don't we just sing it?
Let's do it.
All right. This is Jen Colella singing Another Guy from Urban Cowboy the Musical.
Tommy grabbed my heart with his steady gaze, and he swore his love for me in 100 ways. But he always had to work around the holidays. Tommy was a busy man. One day I opened up his wallet, saw his state ID. He wasn't 29, he was 43. That's where I found that lovely picture of his family. 5 kids and a wife named Fran. It's just another guy with another lie, another broken heart and a good hard cry. I get up on my feet just as fast as I can and keep on searching for a straight shooting cowboy man. Well, I fell for Freddy's cowboy style, with his rugged face and manly smile, and everything was perfect for a good long while, till I noticed something wasn't right. You see, he'd linger in my bedroom when he got the chance, but there was little conversation and no romance. Then I caught him prancing round in my underpants. Freddy and my teddy, not a pretty sight. Another guy with another lie, another sad story and a shorter cry. I get up on my feet just as fast as I can and keep on searching for my straight shooting cowboy man. With you and me, what you see is what you get. As far as I'm concerned, that's the only way to live. But there are folks out there who just don't care about pretending they're what they ain't, and that's a crime too ugly to forgive. My daddy took off the day I turned 13. Guess he couldn't handle the father scene. He always promised me he'd be there as my go-between, but obviously he lied. And now I wonder if I'm living that history with a string of liars from A to Z. Sometimes I doubt I'll find a guy out there as real as me, but you can't say I haven't tried. And if there is another guy with another lie, another bad ending and a quick goodbye, I'll keep on getting on my feet just as fast as I can to beat the bushes for my straight shooting, truth telling, genuine a cowboy man. I'll find my cowboy man. Where's my cowboy man?
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic.
That was fun. That was fun to sing again.
Oh, my God, I know. It just brings back really, really good times.
Yeah, like the best.
You were just really, you couldn't have been better in that part.
So nice of you to say it. You know, I felt so supported by everyone in charge. You, like, writing songs for me. I thought Jason Robert Brown was a really good influence on the project.
Yeah,
Lonnie is one of my favorite people on the planet, and I think everybody was constantly telling me that I was doing a good job, and so I decided to believe you. You know what I mean? Like, you have a choice. You can decide, oh, I can do this, and I'm doing well, and step up to the plate, or, you know, shower yourself with worry and insecurities, and I didn't allow that to happen. And you were a big reason why. So thank you for helping me in that endeavor.
Oh, my gosh. Like I said, an honor to be even a little bit of a part of it. So, okay, so then, so Urban Cowboy and then a slew of slutty, trashy parts.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Is there a connection, or is this just who you are?
I'm a slutty, trashy girl. I don't know what else to say. I could pretend that that's not the case.
Oh, my God. I saw you in Great American Trailer Park Musical,
yes.
Which you did. Jen did the festival production before the Off-Broadway one, and you were flawless in that also.
Thank you. That was really fun.
And then, of course, Slut the Musical off Broadway.
That's right.
Another
exactly
killer
right.
performance.
Yes. I was not the slut, however.
Well, it's true.
But everybody thinks that I might have been.
Well, yes. It's an easy assumption.
Understandable.
Am I crazy in thinking you were associated with Ring of Fire at some point?
You're not crazy for thinking
that. What was your story with that?
I did the workshop and the readings of Ring of Fire. I went to Nashville with them.
Oh, wow.
Down there. And it was a really wonderful experience. Like, amazing to stand across from Jared Emick and have all these Nashvillean musicians playing some Johnny Cash.
Mm.
It was so fun. It was really fun. And Richard Maltby is like a love. Have you ever worked with him?
Like really peripherally.
He is a love. He's like this teddy bear, genuinely great man who just wants the best for everyone. And I learned so much about music. You know, it was cool because we had a mixture of musical theater artists and Nashvillean musicians. And the Nashville musicians would be like, all right, we're going to go 2-3-2-3 and shut the door with a cowboy ending. You know what I mean? And I was like, that sounds great. Just tell me what I'm to do. You know
That's
what I mean?
Hysterical.
So we learned like this whole other way of looking at music and getting under it. And I had a blast. I had a really good time with it. And they asked me to do it. And I, at the same time, had just started working on the new Twyla Tharp Bob Dylan show. And so I had a decision to make, you know, and it was a good problem to have. But honestly, like one of the toughest decisions I've ever had to make.
I'm sure, because, you know, when it rains, it pours.
Yes. Yeah.
So you chose Twyla.
So I chose Twyla. How, you know, I've not had a dance class in my life. Like in grad school, I took like beginning jazz, and I had this teacher. Her name was Irma, and she'd be like, "You have any concerns, issues, dilemmas?" And I was like, "Yes, Irma, I have a concern." She's like, "Yes, Jang, J-E-N-G, Jang. Yes, Jang, what is your concern?" And I'd be like, "On the super news," and she'd be like, "Sutanu, Jang." I'm like,
super
"Right,
news.
On the super news. You just want me to turn around? Like I have no dance training,
so it was
shocking to me that I would be the lead of a Twyla Tharp musical. I thought, you can't turn this down, you know? And we've all heard all the stories about Twyla and how it's... I knew that it was going to be an experience unlike anything else I would ever have the chance to do again. So what do you say to that?
Obviously, yes.
You say yes. You say yes. So I did. It was amazing.
So that was San Diego, the Old Globe.
That's right. Went to the Old Globe and... loved working there. Like, that's a great place to work. And I heard from all these people here that that's a great place to work. And Hillcrest, how much do we love Hillcrest? That community was so awesome.
Yeah.
Not that we got to see a lot of it, because Twyla, even after we opened the show, continued to rehearse us during the days. She's no joke when it comes to work ethics. So I learned some really valuable lessons about taking care of myself and how to maintain performance and rehearsal 8 times a week, singing my face off, you know?
I guess you probably carry a big load, don't you?
Yeah, well, I'm the only female lead, and there's one other woman who's in the ensemble, but I'm the only, like, female voice that you hear predominantly. So, yeah, I guess that is a lot to carry around.
Wow. I can't wait to see it.
It's amazing.
Is it a definite for Broadway?
It is, in the fall.
Awesome.
Yep. Absolutely. It's going to be amazing. You've never seen anything like it. And she continues. It continues to morph, and there are new incarnations of it. With every breath we take, I'm sure I won't even recognize it when I return. You know? Which is cool. I'm down. Yeah.
And there's another musical that's been in development that you've been a big part of, which
yes.
is our friends Tom Kitt and Amanda Green's High Fidelity,
yes.
which is casting now.
It is. It
so
sure is.
Who knows who's going to be in it?
Nobody knows.
But we
knows.
Love that project.
We sure do.
Yeah,
I have some emotional ties to that project. And just
what does that mean?
That means that I've, you know, when Tom Kitt was the associate conductor for Urban Cowboy, he came up to me and said, look, we've got this idea to do this musical, and we want you to sing the song that we wrote. And like, that's like you writing a song for me. It's a huge honor. And so it's just a moment in my life where I was like, wow, this somebody has decided that my voice would sound good for something they wrote. Like, that's one of the biggest compliments you could ever receive. So I feel like I'm tied to it emotionally because of that. You know what I mean? But as I've said to you and everybody else before, like, you can't, there's no sense of entitlement for the role. If I'm meant to do that role, then I will. If I'm not, then everybody in charge there is real bright and real creative, and they'll find somebody who's fabulous, you know?
People, you're listening to the most evolved person on Broadway. How many other people would say that? And she doesn't just say that on the podcast. She actually says that and believes that in life. Kudos.
Thanks, brother.
I heard you sing that song. Oh my God, it's so it's such a great song for your sensibility, because you do that thing. What's the song? Okay, you know the song I'm talking about.
Too Tired.
That yes, one? Too yeah. Tired to.
Too Tired Not to Be With You.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a really, because you are real. You have a really great knack for writing that that funny sad line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Like, I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's a great compliment.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm glad. Good. Good, good.
What else do you want to talk about? Because I want to talk to you for like 3 hours.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't think, I don't know how, if I will tax the patience of my listeners, but.
Well, do you ever talk about you?
And no, like, we avoid talking about me at all costs.
Because I love talking about you.
Yes, no, this isn't about me. Because everybody, you know, because what's about me is like they get to hear my songs.
Right.
So.
And that's it? You get to interview everyone else?
But every once in a while I'll do one of these by myself and then I'll chat a little bit about me.
You will?
I will.
Oh, good. All right. As long as you promise that. Yeah. I mean, because I got dirt on you that I could share.
Share it with me? I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, I wish I did. Wouldn't that be fun if I had dirt? That'd be so fun.
Yeah. And you exposed me on my own podcast.
That, be awesome?
That would be awesome.
Alas, there's no such dirt.
Yeah, no, I wish this was going to be uploaded in time to plug Jason's concert. Because you, tell me what you're going to sing there. Like,
you know what's cool is
wait, let me just say for the record. This is Tuesday, April 4th, right?
That's right.
At Birdland?
Yes.
At
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Just in case you happen to hear this in time to like get there, it's probably sold out. But anyway.
Well, the cool thing about.
Now you have to talk into the mic.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
The cool thing about.
Oh, she quiets down.
About working with Jason is that when he started doing these concerts, I would just sing Hop Along. Because Hop Along
a song from Urban Cowboy.
Right. And then he was like, oh, maybe you should learn this song too. Or maybe you should learn this song too. And over the course of the past couple of years, I've learned a bunch of his songs. And so I called him last week and I said, listen, what might I sing on Tuesday? Or do you care? Or should we talk about it? Or just show up and be ready to sing anything? And he's like, oh, yeah, maybe you'll sing, of course, Hop Along. And well, Letting You Go, you've always got in your back pocket. And then I want you to sing that new one from the musical I'm writing now. Do you know that one? And then, oh, I Will Follow. And then let's you and I sing. So there, according to him, I'm singing like 7 songs.
I love it.
But you never really know with J-Bob. Never
J-Bob.
Really know.
J-Bob.
But I love it. It's, again, totally fun to be up there with him.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Is there a part for you in one of his new shows?
I think there is. I mean, not the young kids one. There's one that he's writing.
Oh, right. Was that called 13?
Yeah, Teenagers. So I just missed that.
Right. Just, yes. Because you could totally pass for, like, 15.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, with your, like, cute little knit cap, you might be able to. You do look sort of like a teenage pop star.
Do I?
Yeah.
Thanks. I think. but then, no, he's doing another one, Leaving Las Vegas, or not Leaving. Is it Leaving Las Vegas?
Honeymoon.
Honeymoon in Vegas. There's a lot of Vegas movies. Honeymoon in Vegas.
Yes.
That's, I'm singing a song from that. And I think
is it the Sarah Jessica part?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'd be great in that role, right?
I cast you already.
Thank you.
You're hired.
Thank you so much.
Jason will be very happy to know that I'm giving away parts in his
new
show.
That's great.
And I'm playing the Nicolas Cage part.
Fun!
Whee! well, I can't wait to I can't wait to hear those new songs.
Yeah, they're good.
Well, have a great time on Tuesday.
Thank you so much. And thank you for letting me do this. I'm
letting you? Are you kidding?
I'm crazy about you as a person, and I have so much respect for you as an artist. So to be here in your studio on your podcast is amazing. Thank
oh,
you.
My gosh. Mutual Admiration Society right here, because there is no one. I was joking with Jen. I was like, I wanted to play April Fool's on here yesterday and go, oh, Jen, I got Reba to sing another guy. But you know what? There is nobody who will... Who could ever supplant you? And
so sweet.
And in any way, but it's particularly on another guy. So
thank you, Jen.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
And thank you all for listening. This is Jeff and Jen saying bye.
See ya.